This is the Dog Pro You podcast, where we talk about tactical business strategy for trainers who want to ethically grow and increase profit in their business. Welcome or welcome back to our podcast. And if you like what you're listening to, don't forget to subscribe. All right, I realize I might ruffle a few feathers here with this, but shit, I'm just going to come right out and I'm going to say it anyways. Because at a certain point, you have to ask yourself, like, what kind of trainer are you? And what kind of trainer do you want to be? Are you one of the trainers who's out there taking pride in what you do, making an impact in other people's lives? Or are you the type of trainer who's just sitting on the sidelines, running your mouth about other trainers and how you could do it better? Because I could tell you this, there is a clear difference between the trainers who are rising to the top in this industry and the other trainers who are just making a bunch of noise, flapping their gums. So who do you want to be? And that's why today we're going to talk about exactly what the difference is. And I'm just going to lay it out there for you. The weak trainers are the ones who are out there spending more time talking about, you know, how people are doing things wrong, talking down to other trainers instead of leveling up their own game. They're quick to criticize anybody who's doing anything different from them, right? They're tearing people down. And that's exactly why they're not going anywhere in this industry. I mean, let's just be real about it. You know exactly who I'm talking about. You see it every day. The trainers who are constantly, you know, cackling about some bullshit online or how they can do it better, or how you're doing it wrong, right? And don't get me wrong. There is a time and a place for feedback, constructive criticism. It's important. I get that. But there is a huge difference between calling out bad practices and making blanket statements where you're obsessing over every move that somebody else is making. So who do you want to be? Because that constant, incessant negativity, what it is it's a dead giveaway that somebody is stagnating in their business, that they're insecure, quite frankly, that they're weak. So who do you want to be? Because the real winners in this industry aren't bothered by what other people are doing. They don't have time for that shit. They're too busy honing their craft. They're learning new techniques. They're improving the results that they get for their clients. Not to mention, they're building relationships, genuine relationships with their clients. They don't have time to waste tearing down their competition because they're focused on the one thing that matters most in their business, delivering value. I'll give you an example. A while back, I knew this guy, right? We'll just call him Mike. Now, Mike was the type of guy who was always in the forums and the communities and the groups, just constantly picking everybody apart, telling people they were doing it wrong, criticizing their methods, talking down on their techniques, things that he barely understood, by the way. And he'd spend more time trolling other trainers than he did training his own clients. And what he thought was, he thought he was proving a point, thought he was educating others by pointing out everybody's flaws, but he just looked like a dick. And while Mike was out there obsessing over, you know, what everybody else is doing, his own business, his very own business was falling apart. Clients weren't sticking around because he wasn't focused on giving them his best. Instead of being known for his skills and the results that he produced, he got the reputation for a guy who just trashed others. He was trapped in his own security, using criticism as a crutch instead of stepping up his own game, which is what he should have done. And that's exactly what I'm talking about here. The more time you spend pointing fingers, the less time you actually become a better trainer. I mean, think about it like this. Elite trainers, trainers who are great at what they do, they don't tear people down. They're building people up. They're pushing their boundaries, developing new skills, refining their techniques, getting better results for their clients. They're not satisfied with being mediocre, and they're definitely not wasting energy on what somebody else is doing. They're constantly asking themselves, how can I get better? How can I improve? How can I get my clients better results? They invest in themselves. They grow. They innovate. They deliver. Because in the end, that's what gets results. Not this empty trash talk that you see people doing all day long. And let me be clear about something. If you're one of the trainers who's spending all your time criticizing others, this message is for you. Start focusing on what actually matters. Your clients, your results, your craft. You're here to help people transform their lives. Not just be the loudest voice in a sea of negativity. Don't be that person. So here's the challenge. Next time you feel the urge to start tearing somebody down, stop yourself. Don't do that. Channel that energy into refining your own skills, into learning something new, working on a weak spot in your training approach, right? Because if you're not doing that, you're doing a disservice to yourself, to your clients, to this industry. And if you're tired of wasting time, and you're ready to finally level up and stop being so negative, reach out. Let's cut the negativity. Let's put that energy into building something worth talking about. Remember this. Greatness is your obligation. Success won't ever happen without your participation. This life isn't just a warm-up. It's the only one you got. So take action this instant because today might be your only shot.
Thanks for listening. And if you found this useful, there are two actions to take right now. One, join our Facebook group at dogprougroup.com. And two, book a call with us at dogprougmeet.com. And if you like what you listen to, don't forget to subscribe.